Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Oi, kids, listen up. It's time for Kinky and the Geek. God, that went into Australia. We've got Mighty Ben's Australian.
Kill it now. Put a fork in it.
Mighty
it's
Bill
over.
On Mighty Bill, Flesh Wine, and
Oi, you toss-up.
Phantom on the Theremin. That's okay. Fuck it. Man.
That's why I said kill it. Put a fork in it. It's dead.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be in charge of the worst anymore. It was either that or it was going to be. Will you play it?
What?
He's already put it up, and you want it.
Yeah. And then you're gonna do.
We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. We control the violet one.
Or like, Captain, we've got a message.
Captain, we have a message on the space oscillator. It's from Star Command.
Yeah. So we're going to have theremin music in the background. And I'm just saying right now, that was my decision. Or no, you're okay.
I'll back you up. Okay, I'm just worried about the one person about the undermits.
Yeah, I'll take the guff for it. If anyone has a problem with it, I was all like, hey, baby, play it in the background. It'll be really cool. It'll be our sci-fi app. Yeah, actually, you know, we may as well talk about, that's an app on the iPhone.
Yep.
So we may as well launch into our love story with the app we're all obsessed with.
Yeah, we won't even worry about how our weeks went, because I know mine didn't change much. It was a lot of...
Yeah, I had something that happened last night that I'm going to talk about a little bit later.
All right.
But yeah, otherwise I've just been working and worrying about how I'm going to get money to buy all my Christmas presents. I mean, that's it.
Tell me about it with the whole thing with Job 2, which has finally been resolved.
Yeah, yeah,
but
it's cool.
But that's going to be two paychecks where it's just one job. And
right.
Thanks to the IRS wanting their money. And
yeah, and I'm getting 15 hours instead of 25 from my job one, so that's ouch.
Welcome to Job Bitching and the Geek.
Exactly. Yes. We do that a lot.
Well, it's the nature of working.
And we have shit jobs.
And retail, yeah.
We are grown-up people with shit jobs. But, you know, if it was fun time, they'd call it happy fun time and not work. Yeah, I mean, really, the only thing we did was... I just made some little notes here. We watched the Riff Tracks of Eclipse.
Right.
Which was... even with the funny Riff Tracks, and they are so funny for the Twilight series.
Right.
I like the Twilight movies, but that one just dragged. I was just like, Jesus Christ, can something just happen in this movie? Even with the Riff Tracks, which, you know, again, are always really funny.
Right.
I got Phantom to watch Conan for the first time.
Conan the Barbarian, yes.
Yeah, I started with the beginning.
Child, come to me.
Yeah, exactly. So that was like a big win for me. He had never seen it. I was like, wait, what?
Right.
Like, how could... But, yeah.
Well, I've been doing that with Alicia, so...
Kind of introducing new things.
Yeah, stuff that she hadn't seen, yeah.
Well, there were so many... Like, I would sit at home on Saturdays, and they would play Barbarian movies.
Right.
I fucking love Barbarian movies. They're just... It's their own weird genre.
Right.
Like
Barbarian, Gladiator. Yeah.
And so I've got Conan the Destroyer downloaded, so we'll watch that pretty soon. That's good. I'm kind of opening up that. And then Peep Show, one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite British shows, by a comedy duo, Robert Webb and David Mitchell, has a new season, so we watched that. But
right,
yeah, otherwise just like a lot of sitting around worrying about shit.
Yeah, well, a lot of working. Went over Sunday and did the football. It was first time in a while been able to do like the all day.
Right,
football.
At least you got a nice day off.
Yeah, because the Falcons. They actually moved the Falcons-Tampa Bay game from a 1 o'clock to a 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So we just basically went over, probably a little after 1, watched, basically bullshitted over the first game we watched. Which was kind of important if you're a Falcons fan, because it was the Saints-Bengals game.
Uh-huh.
and the Saints being in the same division, and they're right behind the Falcons.
Okay.
So watching them, kinda, and it's kind of funny considering how they actually won the game because they tricked someone to go offsides.
Okay. Okay.
And basically, they basically, because if you an offsides is an automatic first down.
But yeah, I don't know.
Basically, you until the they actually pass the ball between the legs and give it to the quarterback.
Okay.
You're not supposed to move.
Okay. Okay.
And it's basically a little thing where they can do something, and you know they're watching, of course, the center, and of course, the people they have to watch. And one guy was. The center basically moved his hand, and it was able to draw one guy off, and he like jerked, and they were able to get like basically 5 yards more and four more tries to get into end zone. So it's just one of those things where you try to draw the other side off, so you can, So.
And you guys drank the rest of the Regis Strong Punch.
So we have a big old thing of fruit sitting in our refrigerator right now. Yeah,
that needs to go on vanilla ice cream.
Not sure what we're gonna do with it. Yeah. I know we'll probably take some of it to New Year's with us, just for the fruit, fruit itself, and we're gonna make another batch for that. But we're gonna let it sit for a week before we're gonna make it up probably Christmas.
Yeah, very nice.
And let that sit for a week. Because it got more, the fruit got it so much more potent.
Yeah.
Sitting there since.
Yeah, that punch was so freaking good.
Yeah. And we'll have a batch of it with us when we go to Chattacon.
Cool.
So.
Cool. And we will bring something with which to trade you for punch. Try to bring something delicious. Yeah, actually, my plan for Chattacon is to drink beer.
Right.
In the con suite and maybe bring a bottle of something brown. I don't know, how much we're going to get creative with, making drinks.
Right.
But yeah, I figure I'll just put something brown, get Diet Coke. It's usually my standby. That's usually,
yeah. Oh, we took a lot of half, but last year we basically, we had Kiara bought a bunch of stuff for them and got us a couple of things of different juices, and we just brought a bunch of half bottles and killed them off, and just made. That's where I came up with the idea of it. It has no name. The drink I was calling it, because it literally would be a different mix every time I'd fill up my flask.
Whatever you got. Yeah, just go pour a bunch of shit in. We could actually bring some half bottles. Come to think of it.
Well, with the punch, you really don't really need to bring much more than that. I mean, it's
truly
a 2 gallon thing, and you're drinking on that all weekend, pretty much.
Yeah. And I'm just really happy with, again, something brown and Diet Coke, and I'll just be set.
But there are enough parties to go around.
I'm not a huge drinker, but we'll come up with something good for you.
But this is also a situation where you can you don't have to drive anywhere.
Right. So you may as well.
You're walking. You might as well. Yeah, that's why we like going to conventions.
Just hang out and have a drink or two and get relaxed.
Yeah. That's why we like one of the reasons we like going to conventions is because then no one has to go. Okay, well, I'll be designated driver.
Right. Right.
Everybody you can crawl back to your room if you need to.
Right.
So.
I'm really looking forward to it. I am stoked, man.
It's
breaks up the year.
Yeah. You know? It's at a nice historic hotel, being the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah.
There's some walking involved, but because you're talking a couple of acres of hotel.
Okay.
Because it's three separate buildings just for the hotel, the three different hotels.
Well, but I mean, how is that any different from Dragon Con, really?
Yeah. But they do have trams that they do that they have like shuttle buses and they have, last year they basically had, these, covered things that weren't actually, they were like dragged behind the, they were attached to, vans.
Okay.
To where you just get into it, and they had like plastic sheeting. It's like it kind of had like cover things down to where it kind of kept the
thing.
I mean, it was kind of like a tram, type thing with like a cover to keep like the elements and the wind down at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bad thing about Chattacon being January in the mountains of Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely cooler up there.
It depends. Sometimes it's cold. Sometimes it's a little warmer.
Do you see a lot of snow?
No, I've never seen. One time we've had it, we had ice on the pool.
Okay.
Because the building we stay in is building 3, which is also the party building.
Okay.
Sweet. That's the one where they contain all the it's about 5 stories.
Mm-hmm.
Each floor with about 20, 30 rooms.
Okay. Cool.
And that's where they keep you. Basically, if you stay there, you can't complain about noise because it's a party.
It's expected. Party, yeah. Get over it. Yeah. Yeah. What is your policy with roommates on sex?
As long as it
as long as you're there to watch.
No. As long as it used to be, we used to because of what happened at a Phantasm.
Uh-huh.
We had a couple that was staying with us. That this is the first time they've had any alone time.
Yeah.
Where they were always, it seemed like they were always in the room.
Yeah.
So it became difficult to get into the room. So we basically, it was the no sex in the champagne room rule.
Okay.
That no matter what, no one had sex in the room because it became inconvenient to.
Oh, if you got to get back and get
you
some stuff.
You
got to
get your stuff. And when you have a couple that won't stop fucking.
Yeah. It's kind of rough.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So, but now, now the rule is basically. Sex in the hotel room's fine as long as it doesn't inconvenience the other people staying in the room.
Right.
There's usually a lot of, you know, this was also when we were piling 6 people to a room.
Right.
So
four people are locked out before people are pissed off.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I am stoked about it. Yeah. Just worried about any birthday money I get goes towards that. So. I'm hoping to get enough to make it up there and have like a little bit of cash to spend.
Right.
And
there's usually a little bit to see. I know last year they actually had fire dancers.
Oh, sweet.
They have like a burlesque show, but it's more of a PG burlesque show.
Yeah.
They have, of course, costume contests.
And I'm really excited about an author that's going to be there, but I'll be buggered if I can remember her name.
Yarbo.
So
yeah.
Chelsea Quinn Yarbo.
Yeah.
Because I was looking on the page and I was looking at some of the authors that were going to be there, and she looked like one that I could really get behind. So I actually downloaded a sample of one of her books, and I've read 20 pages and love her writing style.
Right.
I haven't been able to delve farther just because I've been working on this one series.
She's an older lady. She's been writing since like the 70s.
Well,
right?
And she's fucking good at it. I would love to be able to model my style after her.
She, if I remember correct, we actually came across something on DragonCon TV that was her, Laurel K. Hamilton, and about 2 other authors that seemed to dwell in the sexy vampire realm.
Okay.
And they were
doing a
panel.
Was Yasmin Gelnorn one of them?
I don't remember.
I know she's friends with Laurel K. Hamilton because, first of all, that's who I've been reading.
Right.
Like her writing as much as Laurel K, but she gets really creative with her characters, and I really like the characters, so I keep going back and reading. But I'm following her tweets. I shouldn't say anything bad. She just goes into a lot of mundane things.
Right.
Like food allergies. And she goes in depth with them, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, I didn't need to know all that stuff. But
right.
Actually, reading Laurel K. Hamilton's tweets, number one, do you follow her?
No, Alicia follows her.
She's so gracious to her fans.
Yes, that does seem
hugely, hugely gracious to her fans. And she is easily one of the most driven people on the planet. I mean, she'll sit down, you know, whereas I'll sit down and I'll write, I'll write 5-6 pages and I feel like I've done like a really good.
Right.
She'll sit down and write, you know, 15 pages before lunch.
Right. Well, this
and then go back to writing, which is mind blowing.
Just on Twitter.
Yeah, mind. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. But it's like mind blowing how dedicated she is.
Well, she's also this is also her job.
It's her full time job.
So she gets paid to do this, where you're just.
Yeah.
Trying to get paid for
this. With my other 2 jobs. But discipline in all areas. Like her workouts. Because she does, you know, talk about all the workouts she does. And she works out every fucking day. And she's, her eating is really, so I'm like learning all this shit about her. She's amazing. Just as a person. She's pretty incredible.
And
she posted a picture of her, husband.
Not Micah.
Not Micah, wearing his new rock boots was he was cooking oatmeal this morning.
But yeah, that's, they actually made, they were at, because he comes out on stage.
Oh, okay.
when she does her talks. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they actually had to make up T-shirts. One says, not Micah for her husband. Because she's basically said, he's not, Micah is not modeled after her husband. And then they have a friend who is this tall,
yeah, you said, and not Nathaniel.
He's not Nathaniel.
Yeah. But yeah, no, her tweets are fascinating, so.
And speaking of conventions, have you seen that they've actually started, there's actually like a handful of DragonCon guests already?
No, I haven't.
Yep.
They have to start early, I guess.
But they've actually added a couple that you'd probably be interested in. Mm-hmm. Charlene Harris is coming.
I don't like her books.
Okay.
I like True Blood, the series. I don't like her books.
Yeah. She's coming back because she was there 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've also added Kate Mulgrew, who was...
Oh, Janeway.
Janeway.
Yay.
And also... One of these actually almost blew Alicia's mind because of stuff she had already read.
Uh-huh.
But Shatner and Nimoy are coming back.
Oh, no shit. So they had... Oh, my God. We just all got really high-pitched.
Yeah. Well, it blew... Nimoy actually blew Alicia's mind because he said he wasn't going to be doing any more conventions.
Mm-hmm.
But DragonCon doesn't put anything on their guest list on the official site.
Unless it's
until
confirmed.
Yeah. Until contract has been signed and is in their grip. Well, rubby little hands.
Maybe they just had that good a time. You know, a lot of celebrities apparently have a great time there.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that this was something that she had been hearing that he was... I mean, he's retired from acting.
Yeah.
He is officially... You know, Fringe was his last...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Because, yeah, I was thinking about his role in Fringe.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was his last... That's his last bit. So he's officially retired from acting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Alicia, I think, said that he had already done what was supposed to be his last convention about 3 months ago.
Hmm. Okay.
Which I think was New York Comic Con, I think, was his last one.
Well, I mean,
one.
You know, one more, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to end with Dragon Con, too.
Right, and right now they've got a few of the actors and some, the artists. And,
yeah.
Cool. But yeah, I think Richard Hatch, Kate Mulgrew, William Shatner, and Leonard Nimoy are the only ones. The rest are all voice actors.
Oh, okay.
That they've already had. But Voltaire has already mm-hmm. convinced for his cool. himself for this year.
Yeah.
He loved DragonCon. If you ever saw the 4 days of DragonCon thing, you know, DragonCon is his thing.
Cause
he is a dork.
I keep meaning to go see Voltaire. I just never do.
We went up there and saw it. Because, yeah, what was it? I think we were going in because Dylan and we were looking for the dance. And then Voltaire was still going. And that was the end. But, he's been there for so many times.
Right.
Like, never see him. And he does at least two shows.
Things.
He usually does one big show, and then he'll do,
I think
like...
we had wanted to go this past year, but wasn't that one of the days that we left earlier?
Probably.
No, we were probably exhausted. There's always something.
Well, he always does a concourse show, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is the little acoustic, like, 45 minutes they'll do.
Yeah.
They've got, like, a little stage area.
Right on that one floor.
On the ballroom floor in the Hyatt, where they have the bands will come out and do, like, an acoustic set.
Yeah.
And then they also do their big set for the week.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, yeah, that's a little, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do a bad transition here.
Okay.
Because we've got a bunch of stuff. I'm doing the list thing.
Right.
Which seems to work for us, but it makes me do weird transitions. We've got a Facebook page.
Yes, we now have a Facebook fan page.
Yep, so look up Kinky and the Geek Podcast on Facebook.
And join us, you sick little monkeys.
Right. Let us know you're out there. And we put out a call last week for suggestions for the page.
Right.
And there are so many different ways that you can get in touch with us. You can now get in touch with us on the Facebook page.
Right.
There is a Friends of Kinky and the Geek group on FetLife.
We have the Twitter.
Yep, Kinky and the Geek on Twitter.
We have our WordPress.
Yeah, kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
We have Kinky and the Geek
at gmail.com.
And Skype is still up.
And we paid for voicemail, so leave us voicemail.
Yeah.
On Skype. And we've got our Twitter feeds, Fleshvine and Mighty Bill.
Yep.
So yeah, just like get in touch with us. Let us know you're out there. If you've got some suggestions or things that you might like to hear on the show.
Much like our newest listener.
Yay! And should we just call him Tim? There are a bunch of people in the world named Tim. We always try to be like careful about identifying anyone, but this is fairly.
In fact, we got this while we were having. I found this while we were having dinner, pre-show dinner.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, thank you. It's so nice to hear from people.
Yeah.
You know, we've got you know, our listeners that we hear from every once in a while. But it's cool just to know that new people are starting to pick up the show.
Right.
Yeah, it's always really cool too. So. I'm just going to read it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, my fine host. He has a higher opinion of us, I think, than what we've earned. I'm a new listener and wanted to write and say thank you so much for your podcast. It's amazing to find, as the name implies, a podcast which fulfills my inner geekdom while acknowledging the fulfilled sexual and social lives so many of us lead. While popular culture might deem it impossible, some of us build robots all day, head to a comic convention, and then proceed to have amazing kinky time in the bedroom. That is true.
True, yeah.
If
you go to these conventions, you'll see people who have actually bred.
Yeah.
You know, their kids. Yeah, you know, where do you think the next generation comes from?
Exactly. And some of them are kind of funny looking, like they may have been conceived while hanging from a chandelier or something.
You never know, yeah.
I find the low-key conversational format very welcome, from the over-the-top sexy escapades or dry clinical sex advice podcasts. You seem like a fun bunch of people with which to hoist a few drinks, and I shall vicariously do so as I continue to listen to the podcast. Or come to Atlanta sometime.
Right.
Give us a yell, let us know. We're not above hoisting some drinks.
Right.
That kind of goes for anyone. Any of our fans.
Right. King of the Geek meet and greet.
Yeah, just let us know.
Would not be out of the question.
Yeah, we're all like, you know, we'd love it. I am greatly intrigued by your tales of Frolicon, but being on the West Coast, our likelihood of attending is low. Have you heard much about the exotic erotic ball out here in San Francisco, and does it compare? And yeah, kind of in the back of my mind.
I think so. I want to say it was an episode of... Real Sex on HBO. There was an episode where the Impotent Sea Snakes, which are actually based out here, out of Atlanta, the lead singer and I think one of the dancers got married before their show at that. I want to say, now don't quote me because I'm not, it's been a while and my memory is not exactly the best of times.
Yeah,
so.
And I've got a friend in San Fran on FetLife who is a photographer who... takes a bunch of pictures. I know I've seen pictures of Folsom.
Right.
But I want to say that he's posted some from Exotic Erotic as well. Or is it Erotic? Exotic Erotic. I want to say he's posted some pictures. Really good photographer.
Right.
So it's kind of halfway ringing a bell.
Yeah.
And also Fetish Flame, they would travel to San Fran to go to different things. So I don't know if they're actually from there or if they just traveled. But
right.
Kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, it does, so.
As I said, I am a new listener and have been cherry-picking from iTunes the few episodes I've heard. We'll continue to listen and watch the Twitter feed. Sincerely, Tim. Thank you
for writing. Thank you very much, yeah.
Yeah, we totally appreciate it.
I mean, we're going to be doing this anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
we've got three listeners.
Yeah, we'll
still be doing it.
And it's just nice to get some feedback to know that people are listening.
Exactly.
And the fact that this is someone who's new and has just picked us up.
Yeah, and we
you
don't...
You know, after a year in.
Yeah,
so.
And we don't beg for email or beg
we're
for
not,
stuff
yeah.
like that. We're not
or
like attention whores like
you know,
a lot of other podcasts
not
are.
Offering podcast...
Immortality.
Immortality,
yeah. But, so we...
We offer the orgasms.
It's nice. Exactly.
Podcasting orgasms!
Yay! Oh, that should be a tagline. I'm totally going to write that down.
Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah.
Podcasting orgasm givers.
Yeah, so again...
Donators.
Exactly.
Podcasting orgasm donators.
Podcasting orgasms. I just like podcasting orgasms. That may end up on our feed on iTunes.
Oh,
iTunes. Speaking of another fan, I wanted to talk again about DS's store, where he's putting up more paddles, actually. He's been working... He's an industrious little wolfet.
Yeah.
And he has been putting up more paddles. And again, on Etsy, and it's pronounced Etsy, because Phantom had a shit fit, because I kept calling it Etsy, and it just drove him ape shit. It's Therian Productions, Therian Productions is the name of his store, and go buy some paddles from him.
Yes.
Because he's most excellent.
It does look like they're very nice wood paddles, like we said last time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Hopefully we'll be able to do a personal endorsement. A
personal
soon.
Trial, yeah.
After trying it out.
Which he, I've made no secret about my deep affection and desire for DS.
Right.
And he met someone.
Aww.
Yeah, so I'm crazy happy for him. But when I told Phantom, I was like, okay, we may not get to play with him. Because he kind of tends more towards monogamy.
Right.
He got all sad-faced. So I was like, well, honey, it's okay. We'll find you a boy to play with. And he said, his words were, but I wanted that one. So just know that you're appreciated, huh?
But Daddy, I want that one.
Exactly. But
I want it now.
Yeah, so he's awesome.
I want it right now.
We're totally happy for him. And yeah, there's a potential for a lot more than what we could give him. But it's kind of sad because we may not get to play with him.
I just broke into Veruca Salt, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
That was a little weird. I was trying to talk about something really serious that's going on in my life, Bill. And you ruined it. But,
hey,
you know,
Willy Wonka is serious business.
Yeah. But yeah. We do, seriously, we love our listeners. You guys are awesome.
Yes.
And, that goes for all of you that write in and say stuff. And that goes for Jazz and Aston and R and DS. And who else have we heard from?
Scott White.
Yeah, Scott, yeah.
The shirtless one.
Always here. Scott, yeah, yeah.
And Ramones, as he did send us.
Yeah.
He did send us that wonderful voicemail. And,
exactly. Yeah.
And had me on.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Go back a few episodes. Yeah, and you had fun. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Yeah, I was supposed to be on like a long time ago, and something happened, and they didn't record that night, and then it just never happened again. So.
I think it may have been a last minute
decision.
I'd
fucking love to talk to Ramon. I'd like to see if there is any way possible to embarrass the fuck out of him. You know what I mean? He kind of screams for it.
So that means I've done two. I've actually done an episode of Chuck versus Mal with Mal and Instant Leftovers.
Yeah, and I got to do Chuck versus Mal, so. Yeah,
the incestuous podcasting community just kind of feeding off each other.
Yeah, totally. And that's awesome, little, too. Yeah. That kind of, stir everything up for sure. Okay, so next on my list.
This is in no particular order.
Exactly. This is just, I had a weird experience last night that I wanted to talk about, and I don't want to go into too many details because it's personal for Phantom.
Right.
And so I don't want to share things for me that are also going to be very revealing for him. But we decided to get in, I decided to get in some SM play that we haven't done in a long time. Aside from the fire play and, little spanking as he walks by or what have you.
Right.
Some light stuff. I decided to empty out my toy bag.
Which is no small feat.
No, and I pulled out some toys. And it's been a while, and I wasn't quite as aware as I should have been.
Right.
And I ended up taking him to a really weird headspace. Where he was not having fun, but he was trying to please me.
Right.
Which, we had to talk about that, don't do that. I don't want to, it's not about me having, I'm not having fun if he's not having fun.
Right.
And it was kind of weird. It's like brought up a lot of things about me and my sadistic side and everything. And it's kind of gone away a little bit since I've been with Phantom because we have kind of a mommy little boy type relationship, which is very nurturing and very very caring, and it's hard to bring sadism into that.
Right.
He had mentioned that he was missing some of the DS, and I've been missing it. I do enjoy sadism for sadism's sake. But yeah, I took it farther than he than it right. should have gone. And I felt terrible. I felt fucking just horrible about it. And he didn't have a great time. It's brought up so much about whether I have a weird concept of pain just because I've had a lot of pain in my life.
Right,
my hip
right.
and my, you know, my girl problems and, you know, bursting ovaries and things. I'm really questioning myself right now because do I just automatically assume that people can take more pain than they can? Because I can get pretty hardcore.
Right.
And some people will love it and some people will, you know, just eat it up. But I have taken people past, you know, their limits inadvertently, or I had people call right. them safe words. So I'm like really like questioning myself right now. And he's not a hardcore pain slut, which we right. you know, we've discussed before. But it just makes me wonder because, you know, it's like
it sounds like what you'll need to do mm-hmm. is maybe lighten up the play.
Or for give some. A good warm up.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem too.
Yeah, well, because
I try to.
Yeah, you look at the people you've played with in the mm-hmm. past mm-hmm. and you have been dealing with people who were more into the pain.
Right.
Than you're right. dealing with someone who is someone who isn't into it nearly as much as your past partner.
Yeah.
So you may have to, unfortunately, at least for a little bit, pull back on what you would normally do.
Yeah. Well, it's not even unfortunately because, you know, and I've told him before, like, I would give up sadism forever
right.
to have him. I would rather have him in my life than 10 boys lined up who want me to beat right. the hell out of them. You know what I mean?
Well,
so it's like, it's a weird transition for me because I was like off. I wasn't aware. I kept kind of trying to talk to him, but I wasn't noticing how bad it was for him.
Right.
So it was a weird experience.
But also on his side, he needs to be a little more vocal if he's not enjoying it
yeah.
to let you know what's going on. That's part of it because you can notice all day long, but if he's right. trying to hide the fact that he's not enjoying what you're doing,
right.
you're not going to pick up on it and
yeah.
and so you're going to end up with what happened.
Well, he was trying to please me.
Right. But
which I appreciate and I love, but
it's a two-way street. I mean, and for one thing, this stuff, if it's not fun, you shouldn't be doing it.
Right, right. And that was my thing. Like, I got out of it and I felt so bad that I was like, okay, we won't ever do impact play again because impact is apparently not something that you enjoy. And he's like, no, I didn't say I don't want to do it again. And I was like, really? Because you seem really unhappy with the whole thing. So, you know, it's just...
Was this your first impact time. Play with him? Yeah, so you're...
No, we had done it before.
Okay.
He moved in. It was
right.
one of our
so
visits.
You're, yeah.
So.
And how long ago was it between the visit and he moved
Quite
in?
Quite a long time.
Yeah, so it is. This is basically... It's like getting back into any rhythm again.
Yeah.
You know, you may need to warm him up more than you would normally, you know, someone that you're just playing with.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going on. You know what their limits are. They'll know. And again, this is a new relationship in all aspects. Mm-hmm. So you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you guys are getting ready to hit the 1 year mark, mm-hmm. the actual physical
time that we've been together
has been limited. So. It's just like that. That's why when I got together with she,
mm-hmm.
you know, I you know was a lot more.
Yeah.
Because I know, at least she's not a pain slut. I do mm-hmm. know that she can take a little more.
Yeah.
Than your average person who might not like what's going on or doesn't want any more than just you know the slap on the ass during you know
right.
doggy style.
Right. Right.
And this being the first time with her. Mm-hmm. That's why when I first touched her and she was like, oh, no, I don't like this. It's like that immediately, nope, we won't do that right now.
Right. Well, and he did call yellow at one point and I stopped what I was doing. I think that was on the paddle, the wooden paddle.
No, that was the little.
Oh, the evil stick.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Oh,
She's got like a, he had like a perfect red raised welt. What it is it's a small stick, like 10 inches long.
Right.
Where there's a leather handle, and then a plastic...
It's like a little mini...
thin stick at the end.
Yeah.
And it has like a bead. Mine has a bead, so you pull it back and you thwack it, and you end up with like this raised welt where the bead is. He didn't like that.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I like that one, actually.
That's the stingy thing for them.
Yeah.
So he may be more of a thud. Okay. Yeah. So you may want to stick with like the paddles and...
You don't like the wood paddle either.
Wood paddle wasn't bad.
You kept clenching.
Compared to like,
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah, but it was a bad trip, and I had people say, okay, Red, okay, I'm done. You know what I mean? But I'd never had such such an obvious, okay, this was a bad idea and bad time. So.
Well, I think it all is with communications. I mean, yes, you were watching and you may have missed something, but he needs to speak up more and saying, hey, I'm not real wild about this.
Yeah.
Let's go back to doing this.
And I was trying to talk to him through it and trying to, you know, give me on a scale of 1 to 10. But then he just kind of stopped talking. So, So it was just, you know, again, just made me doubt myself. But, you know, then again, seriously, I am.
You're rusty right now.
Well, I'm rusty, and as far as, you know, playing with impact play, usually anytime I was doing any kind of impact, aside from the one time that I played with him, it was with somebody who was really wanting a lot of pain. So.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm learning. I'm growing.
Good. Just like you always do. I mean, if you're not growing, you're dead.
Yeah. Fair enough. That was profound.
I can pull that shit out of my ass sometimes.
I feel like...
I can break back into Veruca Salt if you want.
Nice. Okay, which one of these two? We've got two big topics that we need to talk about.
How much time do we have?
We're at 36.
Oh, well, we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Since we normally seem to do the app towards the end, let's go ahead and do our review of Walking of the Us.
Yeah. Oh, baby, can you give us some more theremin? It doesn't really go with the thing, but it just, I think it works. It's very atmospheric.
Right.
Okay, first of all, in my top two, we discussed this last week, Walking Dead and True Blood are obviously my two favorite shows, followed by Warehouse 13. Love that show. So good.
Yeah. And what's interesting is we're both coming from different ends where I came, you know, I read the comic.
Yeah.
And I've been in love with the comic ever since I read episode one.
Yeah.
And you're coming straight from someone who's watching the show.
Yeah, just seeing the show.
And this was, you know, a very truncated season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We found out when the next season is.
Yeah.
That's not until October of 2011.
Yeah. But we're grateful to get it.
Yes.
We are grateful.
We are going
to
get another. Yeah. Although the way they ended it, they could have ended it, you know, if they weren't getting another season, it could have ended there.
You know.
It would have been kind of sucky, but.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because and we're giving spoiler alert.
Yes,
we're
just gonna spoil we will be spoiling
fuck
it.
Out of this. Yeah. When the building was ready to blow up, I looked at Phantom. I was like, they kill everyone off at the end of every book, don't they? I was like, son of a bitch, because I thought there was no way that they were going to get out of there. So I thought I had it pegged, but I had no idea.
Right.
So.
Overall, I have to say, even with the changes...
Mm-hmm.
They were very true to the nature of the comic.
But you said that they didn't have like a CDC building.
No.
That
was something they made up for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me enjoyed it. Part of me thinks that the fact that it only lasted an episode seemed like maybe they could have done without that.
Yeah.
It did seem very...
Kind of liked it, and I'll tell you why. It provided a transition into the second season. This is the person who decided, or these are two people who decided to give up
Right.
Versus all these people made a decision to keep fighting. And so I think that's going to take you into the next season. You know, knowing that they made that decision to keep going and to keep trying.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be a strong, kind of a strong thing to set the two seasons apart.
Right, but it just seemed like it was a lot of build-up for no real payoff to me.
Mm-hmm. It was dramatic. It was
exploding. Yeah. And but see, that's not the really way the series is. Mm-hmm. It's not an action series.
An explodey series.
Yeah, it's a drama. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is basically it's a Romero movie where the credits never run. Mm-hmm. Is the way the comic book is. Mm-hmm. And they were very true to at least the nature, even though they may have changed some of the stories up and added some characters.
Yeah.
They, you know, that whole chunk with being outside the city of Atlanta and living in that thing really stood up to what the comic was. Uh-huh. And the whole thing with the CDC just seemed like someone decided they needed to add this for something.
They needed something explodey for the end of the first season.
Yeah. I'm not going to fault the season too much for it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed where they took some of the storyline while they were in the building.
Yeah.
But it would have been nicer if they could have. I think it was because it was too truncated.
Mm-hmm.
That if they
there was only so much they could do, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just seemed too rushed. I think that's what part of it too is. It just the whole story, that part of the storyline seemed way too rushed.
Yeah. Well, okay, I've got to say one thing that I noticed, and I had talked to Phantom about this, is that I like what they're doing with the characters, and I like shows like this. This is one of the things I liked about Lost, actually, where they'll take a character, and they'll make him into a good guy.
Right.
And then they'll make him into an asshole. But then you find out he was inadvertently an asshole, and meant to be a good guy.
Right.
And then he becomes an asshole again. You know what I mean? And what I mean is, I can't even remember the character's name, but the main character's partner. Who they start off the series where he is sleeping with the main character's wife.
Right.
Because it comes out later, when he shows up, she's like, holy shit, you told me he was dead.
Right.
And so you're thinking he's a raging asshole, you know, that he just told her that so that he could, you know, get in her
pants.
Get
in her pants, right.
Well, then in this last show, you realize, or you find out that he tried to save
him. He tried to do everything he could. Yeah, he was.
And he, something happened to the building where all the machines went off, and he listened to his pulse and truly thought that he was dead. And then you're like, oh my God, so he's really a good guy. Why isn't he not telling her this? And then he tries to rape her, or, you know, sexually assault her.
Right.
And I love that. I love it when they make characters really complex like that, and I'm intrigued by that character because of all that.
Right.
And that's the
nature of the nature of the comic book, because that's basically what it is. It's very care. See, a good zombie movie, and I've done this, is less a horror movie and more of a disaster movie.
Yeah.
Because it's less about the zombies. Mm-hmm. The zombies are the catalyst for the story.
Mm-hmm.
The actual drive of the story are what the living are doing
to survive.
How this did, and that's the great thing is because they're taking ordinary people and you put them in this extraordinary circumstance where you know now they think that there's a possibility they are the last people on the planet.
Right.
From doing that, and I think that's one good thing that came out of the CDC was they got what this guy knew, which was a little more than what they knew.
Yeah.
And it didn't really help them any.
Well, I mean, there was that one episode where, correct me if I'm wrong, they only saw one zombie, and it was the one that attacked the deer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's not about the zombies, it is about the situation.
Right, Jordan. And if you watch...
And you didn't, on the last episode, you didn't see, did you see a lot of zombies?
You saw some coming when they were leaving.
Okay. But yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't, you know, they weren't, it wasn't zombie gore.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I mean, they are just this thing that's happening and they're trying to survive just in this situation.
But
so.
If you think about it, think about Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
There are zombies, and you know what's going on, But it's not, oh my god, here comes another gore fest. Mm-hmm. It is a character study of taking people who are in a crisis, and see what happens to these people, you know, as it breaks down.
Although Dawn of the Dead, I would argue that the zombies were strong characters. They tried really hard to make the zombies very central in that.
Well, they did, but the storyline itself is more of these people who are living basically in a situation where they have everything they need,
mm-hmm.
but are still completely isolated.
Yeah.
And are in just as much of a, you know, a prison as they would be, you know, if they were out in the world having to run.
Right, right.
So, because you do notice once they clear the mall,
mm-hmm.
you really don't see any zombies until you see the handball when right. he's playing racquetball on the roof.
Oh,
and you
right.
see the thing hit, and where you finally see again, yes, they are still surrounded by zombies.
Yeah.
Even though they're living basically in the lap of luxury.
Yeah.
And basically slowly kind of going out of their mind with mm-hmm. routine.
Yeah.
They're in this rut routine where they're stuck.
Yeah.
And then you finally see again, oh, here, you know, there are the zombies. And then the biggest conflict is not with the zombies, it's with the biker gang.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So it is, you know, kind of about this other group who's coming in, who's dealing with crisis in their own
right.
way. So yeah, that is kind of interesting.
Because you got that with The Walking Dead when they have the whole ordeal with the bag of guns and mm-hmm. the gang,
mm-hmm.
who you find out, you know, again, it's a double switch.
They're violent assholes, and then you find out, no, they're really great people.
They're the front line, the front line defense
and
to
protecting a bunch of
old people who basically, the people who were in charge of them, it's basically an old folks home. All the people got the fuck out, and here they are.
And they were the main guy, the main badass, was the janitor.
Right.
And he just stayed and
right. One was one was in there, and the rest are gang members.
Right.
Who had been coming to visit their relatives in the hospital.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot.
And
about
have
that.
Stayed around to help out and get like cars ready and
yeah.
you know hopefully at some point being thinking getting these people. Getting ready to travel, but the head guy is like, but we all know that that's never going to happen.
Leave.
Yeah, they can't leave.
So
they're stuck there protecting as much as they can.
Yeah.
And which is going to be interesting depending on how much more they delve into the book, because you will start seeing pockets like that
mm-hmm.
and some of the stuff that happens. And all I got to say to anybody who's already read the comic, all I have to say is the governor.
Oh, shit. And Phantom's nodding.
Yes, it's...
okay.
It's, yeah. And it really depends on how much. Because I could see season 3, maybe, or at least... I mean, season 2, maybe opening with the prison.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be an interesting way to go with it.
And I'm torn now because I do love the story. I love the story in the movie as it was presented.
Right.
The show as it was presented, but I'm torn. Do I want to read the comics now? Because it would be nice to kind of keep that going and to have something to think about until October. However, I like the idea of going into it fresh again because I like the show in a way that someone with a more critical, informed eye might be a little bit more nitpicky.
Even being a comic reader now, I'm probably sure there are those people who are out there and pushing their glasses up.
Yeah, there are always people who are doing that. Yeah. Which I tend to not do that anyways, but then again, I don't want to notice the differences necessarily.
Right. I notice the difference in storyline, but I like you. It's one of those things where you notice the difference, but like the way they're doing it because it's true to the spirit of and if they can make change, and that's always been my thing to mm-hmm. where... You know, I know people are walking, especially when it comes to a comic book,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking a comic book into another medium.
Yeah.
The people who are in charge of it have this really weird line they have to walk, where you have to keep the base happy.
But you have to make it
palatable
for
people
audience.
That are, or TV,
yeah.
movie.
Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Broadway play.
What was that about?
Have you not heard of Spider-Man the Musical?
No, I have not.
Not really?
I think you're the only one.
Okay.
It's the same. It's a Broadway. It's a $60 million Broadway play.
Uh-huh.
Put on by the same woman who choreographed The Lion King, the musical, on Broadway. Nice. And she also did that, the Beatles movie, Across the Universe.
Okay.
She was involved in
that. That was a good movie. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. The way they used the music to, to move the storyline was kind of brilliant.
Well, that's two separate opinions, because I've heard JJ talk about that. He hated it because
Some people liked it.
The way he looked at it was, it looked like they had the songs they wanted to use and then just work the story around the music.
I can see that they might have done that. However, I like the way it came together, and I like the story that was presented. So even if they did do it that way, I think it was a good story.
Yeah, but yeah, it's been wrought with problems to where they were going, they were testing the rigging because they were basically going to have Spider-Man fly around. And of course, going to go, you know, shooting it out of his wrist.
Just being Spider-Man and all.
Right. And the first time they tested it, they used the stuntman and broke both his wrists.
Oh, shit.
And then they went and fixed it, and then on opening night, they broke the lead actor's wrists.
Damn.
And yeah, it's like them, and it's the music. The music is done by Bono and the Edge. And I heard a bit of one of the songs, and it sounds exactly like the same song they used for that Batman movie that was in it. It's called Turn Off the Darkness is the name of the Spider-Man Turn Off the Darkness. And they added, you know, with Spider-Man has got one of the biggest
we've got a phone buzzing and we're all kind of pausing and looking at the well, who the fuck is that?
Not me that I know of.
Something buzzing.
Maybe me, I don't know. Unless I'm getting
my
email.
Phone is my phone, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why or what it is. I don't see anything going. But
something really weird is happening here.
Yeah. But it's, and then with Spider-Man having probably the tied with the best rogues gallery. You know, it's like Batman and Spider-Man have the best rogues gallery.
Bad guys. Yeah.
Just this great grouping of villains, and they created a new one called Swiss Miss.
Yeah, it sounds like a villain from The Tick.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. In fact, they that was one of the conversations they had on Mars Needs podcast about how there was a villain that was originally called something that was like an oatmeal flavor or something like that, and they actually did as a play in The Tick, had one called Mucinalix something.
Nice.
Yeah, it's, but yeah, to go back to the original thing, is as long as they can keep with the spirit of like the whole Chris Nolan Batman, it may not be a frame by frame retelling of a Batman comic, it fits the spirit of Batman.
And so, yeah, but it's such a fine line.
Yeah, I know, and that's the problem. And I think Walking Dead does do that very well. So I think if you read the comics, you may get a little insight on what's going on.
Well, you know, the reason why I want to is because I want to cheat and find out what's going to happen next.
And you don't know. I mean, because there's something that happens in the comic before they leave the camp that doesn't happen in the and they may have done that because they wanted to keep a certain actor around.
Yeah.
Because I think that may be part of the problem is because with the Walking Dead, everybody is expendable.
Right.
You may have some certain people that are have survived since the beginning of the run of the comic book.
Doesn't mean that
they're going to stay that way. And you know, I haven't gotten as far. I'm at, you know. Volume 13 just came out the end of last month.
Mm-hmm.
Kirkman came out and said that he loved the series, but he didn't think enough people died.
Kirkman is a bastard at times.
Yeah.
I love his writing. His writing is wonderful. But Lord, does he do stuff to you that's not... You just want to...
Yeah.
I love your writing! Slap.
Now, what is it... There was one that you said that you haven't been able to read past. You haven't been able to pick it back up.
Yeah, it's the end of the prison. Everybody knows what it is.
End of volume 10.
If
you read the trade.
So I've got like 9 books worth of...
Yeah, if you're doing the hardcovers, it's volume 4, but they put more into it. But if you're doing the regular paper, the floppy trade, the soft cover trade, it's volume 10.
So I've got 9.
Oh my God, I want to kick him in the nuts just for that. I want to praise him at one point and then kick him in the nuts for what he does at the end of the prison series.
Oh, shit. I'll probably only read it to a certain point.
Yeah, you can probably read the first book I have.
Okay.
You're gonna want to put it in the freezer afterwards.
Put it in the freezer.
It's an episode of Friends.
Uh-huh.
Where who is it? The Jennifer Aniston character.
Uh-huh.
Monica, Phoebe.
I know that's all.
Rachel.
Rachel, yeah.
Rachel comes over and there's a book in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
And what it is something when Joey reads, and it's The Shining. It's whenever he gets to a scary part in a book,
mm-hmm.
he goes and he sticks it in the freezer.
Okay.
It's kind of that thing to where once it's in the freezer, he doesn't have to worry about it being scary anymore. I'm not sure why.
Okay,
they don't go into too much character depth on that.
No, yeah. Friends wasn't known for its deep character development.
Well, to a point it was. It was a lot deeper than some characters.
Over the series of the show, but not,
per episode, yeah. But they basically end up trading books
mm-hmm.
where she had never read The Shining.
Okay.
And he had never... Her favorite book was, is there never been a book that you could read over and over again? And she was like, Little Women. So he reads Little Women. And she reads The Shining.
Uh-huh. Does it go into the freezer when Amy dies?
At one point he's going, Amy's really sick. And Joe's there, but I don't think she can do anything about it. Joey, would you like to put the book in the freezer? So, nice. But yeah, that was the thing, is putting the book in the freezer.
Yeah.
Is kind of that running metaphor.
Okay,
it gets a little too tough.
Unrelated. That was probably my favorite role for Claire Danes ever. She makes a great dying girl in the Susan Sarandon movie.
Right. That was Winona Ryder and Claire Danes.
Yeah, Claire Danes, she's kind of ethereal and... Oh, God, ethereal anyways, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she's halfway between the worlds. Kind of because she's very delicate and, you know. And she makes a great dying girl. So they should have more roles with her dying. And not because I don't like her.
Right.
But because, although she's in those eyelash commercials
all that
now.
Much now. Yeah.
Well, she's in those...
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? I can't remember the name of this stuff. And she doesn't even
she's
look like
her. Maybelline. She's like Maybelline or CoverGirl or something like that.
Well,
they pay well. That's why they do it. Why do you think?
There's this drug that you can take.
Oh, that eyelashes. That one. Yeah, she basically took over for Brooke Shields.
Exactly. Yeah. But she was actually in one not that long ago called Shop Girl with Steve Martin. That was good.
I heard that.
And she's
good.
A very sick girl. And one part in that. And she does good with sick too. So, but yeah, I like her names. Okay, we're at 57.
Okay,
let's wax poetic about our app.
Yes.
You know, and I kind of don't want to tell people because I don't want to see like everything flooded with all these pictures, these really amazing pictures, because I want to be special.
That's my phone.
No, okay.
I don't know why. Nothing's coming up.
Yeah, I guess because we're nice, we should probably.
Yes.
Yeah. And the flow was this. Fandom heard about it from a couple different people. Fandom started playing with it. He wanted me to download it on my phone. I'm like, I don't want to download that stupid thing on my phone, right? So when I gave him my old iPhone, he downloaded it and started playing with it. I was like, that's awesome. So I went and downloaded it.
Right.
And then I had put some pictures up, and then you were like, he had put some pictures up.
He put some pictures of us, and I thought they were really interesting pictures.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what app he was using.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sent it to me, and... Mm-hmm. I went and looked it up on the iThings, and it's like, you know, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it got great reviews. I mean, there's one person who said in their review, they don't use the normal camera anymore.
I don't either. I can't even imagine taking I don't even use my regular nice camera anymore. You know, when we were scening last night and I had him tied all nice and pretty and,
right.
And you know, I was like, Hipstamatic, which is the name of the app.
Yeah, Hipstamatic. It's basically, it takes your digital camera and you're able to do analog pictures with it.
Well, kinda. it's more
analog style pictures.
Well, in the style of toy cameras.
Right.
And God, I don't even know what some of the cameras are.
I think one of them was
John D lens.
Yeah. From what I read, this was actually a camera they were making back in the mid 80s.
That's right, and you could change the lens on it.
And you could change the lens on it. It was a it was a very versatile, from what I've seen, was a very versatile little toy 35 millimeter camera. Mm-hmm. We're talking something where you could change the lens it out, but it wasn't considered an SLR.
Yeah.
SLR. It was a little toy plastic
camera. Yeah, it's a toy camera. And the lenses that I've gotten that I've downloaded, I'm sorry, it's John S.
But you get them though.
There's some that you get for free.
Right. The app is $1.99, and with $1.99, you get a
You get three
lenses, three types of film, mm-hmm. and three flashes.
Okay.
If say you've got the, I want to say this is probably out of more than maybe not just iTunes, iPhone app, because even though they have flashes on the iPhone,
for the Android.
Well, you could check.
Well, the lenses, there's a John S. lens that comes with it, the Jimmy lens that comes with it, the Kymal Mark, is that the other one?
I don't
remember. But two that I've downloaded are the Lucifer, which gives you kind of a
kind of interesting red tinge to the
colors. Yeah. And then the, 180, what is this? Roboto Glitter.
Right.
Love that one. But there are all these different packs that you can buy. They're called Hipstapacks for 99 cents each.
Each, where you get another lens, another flash, and another film.
But there's actually one that's two films that you can buy.
Okay.
And I downloaded that one. Black Keys has black and white.
Yeah, I do have the black and white one.
But there's also Black Keys Super Grain, and that I've been taking some great shots with that. And Float is another one of my favorites.
I'm trying to think which ones I have. In fact, I'm going to go, if it would let me know. There we go. I hit the wrong button. I have the John S. Mm-hmm. I have that. I got the Lucifer. And mm-hmm. then I got the film-wise, I've got the Inna's 1969.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is one that comes with it. I've got the Blanco.
Yeah.
The Kodak X Grizzled.
Yeah.
And then I have Black Keys Black and White.
Okay, the one that you need to download is the Black Keys. No, you don't, because I want my pictures to be special. The Black Keys Super Grain.
Yeah,
that's the one I
see that one, yeah.
Okay, I actually posted one on FetLife and on Facebook of Phantom Sleeping.
Yes.
Of his precious little sleeping face. And that was Black Keys Super Grain.
Yeah, and it is where you, if you're trying to, you, I found that you cannot just put, if you're like doing a normal thing where you're doing the trying to focus in on it, on a thing,
mm-hmm.
that you can't just put it in the square.
Mm-hmm. Right, you've got to kind of,
you kind of have to play with it.
Yeah.
Cause,
and
see,
I
that
can't
was,
use my Zoom.
Yeah, see, that particular picture right there of our mic,
yeah.
that was dead on, but it's actually off to the right,
right. And
or
I've,
off to the left. So.
Yeah, and I've got a Zoom. I've got the iPhone 4, which has a Zoom that I can't use.
Yeah, and I've got the upgrade,
so,
too. I got, that was actually more of an OS upgrade, because I've got the Zoom,
okay.
too. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was an upgrade to operate. Yeah, operate. It's, yeah, you don't use digitals.
I've done fine with digital. I've taken some great shots with digital Zoom.
It's not actually Zoom.
I've still taken some great shots, but then again, mine's a 5 megapixel.
Yeah.
So it does fine.
Right.
But yeah, so Hipstamatic, we've been taking some great shots. And actually, hopefully some will go up on Kinky and the Geek.
Right.
I think some have. No, those were not Hipstamatic prints. Those were just regular.
Regular, yeah.
But yeah, I took a picture of myself having a good hair day. I may put that up.
Right. It's definitely not one of those things where you can do the whole the hipster girls where they all climb together and put it up. Oh, yeah. Clicka, we're having a great time.
You can, but you're going to look like you were in the 70s.
Yeah. Or you're going to actually take pictures of the top of your head when you think that you're actually taking pictures of
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't do the flippy thing, like on the iPhone with the front camera.
Right.
Can't do that. I was trying to take a picture of myself, and actually it managed to turn out okay, so hard to take pictures of yourself.
Right.
With it. But yeah, man, you can get some really good shots. Yeah,
just playing with the different, because you can change the, what's the little flip-up thing where you can actually change the,
The quality.
The quality of the picture,
And I've been doing good quality, but, I mean, you could really get bad quality, and it's going to be more true to an older camera.
Older camera, right. And it really is. Changing the film and changing the lens really does change what you're doing.
And the cool thing, I don't know if you've seen this, or if you've noticed, but you can just shake it for random.
Oh, I did not know that. No, I didn't see that.
You can just shake it and get random. And that's actually how I've discovered a lot of things, is just by shaking it and just
seeing how things work. Yeah, I'll just sit in one place for like 5 minutes and shake and take pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I have like at least 30 pictures of Phantom's ass that were done that way.
That's before you got Hipstamatic.
Exactly. No, I had thousands before that. But yeah, so yeah. But don't go download it, because we want to be special. We want to have pretty pictures.
The other thing I actually kind of like is that it's also set up to where you can download directly to Facebook,
Flickr,
and...
That's why I've got like 30 on Facebook.
I was going to say, what was the other one? Because you can actually download...
I think you can send it to Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, is it to Twitter? I'm trying to...
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing.
Let me see. Here we go. Yeah, you can upload. No, it's Tumblr. You can share on Facebook, upload to Flickr, and post to Tumblr, and send it to email.
Save
it to your photo library. So yeah, you can do. I mean, that's the other nice thing is that, you know, where you can hook your phone up and just download it to, you know, like you would,
mm-hmm.
Your normal pictures. But the fact that you do have a link to go straight to whatever site you're using, right? You know.
Well, and the thing too, the same company has something called Swango Lab, which is where you take a picture, but then you open it up in the Swango Lab, and you can add different chemicals and different effects.
Oh, interesting.
Through these chemicals. So a lot of the same things that happen on Hipstamatic, you can kind of emulate through the Swango Lab. And they'll have different chemicals that you add and different processes. Anyways, I'm not going to get into it. And there's also another one. I think this was free, called Instagram. And that can be used in conjunction with it too, but I can't remember. I haven't really delved in that one so much. I think that one is more about taking shots and then sharing them over multiple areas and organizing them. But yeah, man, we've been having a hell of a good time with that. Went out into my backyard and just started snapping some shots, and they looked awesome.
I can tell you right now, one of the places that will be really interesting to use this app will be at Chattacon.
Okay.
Because of the gardens and the flame pillars they have.
Oh,
they
nice.
Actually have down what used to be, you know, the railroad platforms.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have these pillars where they actually at night will have flames. They're like gas powered, and they have flames coming off of them.
Well, maybe on our Kinky and the Geek on Facebook, maybe I'll start an album that's Hipstamatic.
Right. Groups,
and we'll have like competitions on things. We'll pick something to take pictures of, like trees, and we'll have like a competition where we can all put them up and people vote on them, or we'll probably just vote on them. We'll just be
dorky,
feel all special about ourselves. Yeah. But yeah, they're awesome. So,
yeah, it's probably been one of my favorite apps.
Yeah, totally.
It's that and TweetDeck.
Yeah, I actually ended up putting it on my front page of my phone. You know, with all the so I can get to it easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Same place as mine, actually.
Yeah. So, it's that
highly
nice.
Recommended, but don't go download it. Because we want to be special.
Yeah, but I know they have a Facebook. They have a Facebook set up.
They do. And we liked them on Facebook. Yeah, and they were trying to get to 35,000 fans of the page by a certain time. And if they did, then they were going to release another free film and a film in a lens, or maybe a film in a flash.
Huh.
The
Flash does nothing for me having a 3GS.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I have used. There's one called Berry Pop that's fucking cool, because it adds kind of a purplish tinge like right in the middle.
Right.
Which is bizarre, but it's works out really
They
well.
Need to do that, and I really think this should be a multiple platform.
Yeah.
With the way, especially with the Android phones, seem to be set up for camera, you know. That's one of the things they really...
But, everyone develops everything for iPhone first, which is why...
Oh, I know, but that's because there's so many, but yeah, I really do think that this should be a something that they do for other phones, especially the ones...
I don't think they should, and I'll tell you why. I want to be special. I don't see where the problem is, Bill. Why you keep going on about this? Because I want to be special. And actually, here, I'm going to take
it. Now, why are we even talking about it on something that we have people that are going to listen to it?
Because we love our fans. And if, you know, the fans go out and do it, that's still not...
We may have fans that have Android phones. There are people out there that like the Android phones better than they like the iPhones.
That's bullshit. Yeah, that's absolute. Yeah, you're crazy. But actually, I'm going to take a picture right now of Phantom, and I'm going to put it up on the Facebook. And I'm going to use the flash.
Why would you do that? It's bright.
Because you're pretty. So you'll get a chance to see what the flash does.
Right.
I think if you use it on it still does the effect. It just won't have the flashing.
Oh, okay. I may have to try that out then.
I know it does because I used all the other ones before.
Ah, okay.
That's right, you have. Yeah, which that's a pack that you can get is a red gel, a yellow gel, and a blue gel.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I kind of like doing that because I had a 35mm camera where I had a bunch of little add-on lenses that were kind of cool to use. Where you could do like the starburst
lens.
That's
a weird.
Yeah,
that's a weird shot. I am going to put that up on the Facebook though, even as bizarre as it is. And I'll put up the picture of my good hair day too.
Right. My Facebook my Facebook profile right now has a self portrait I did.
Mm-hmm.
With it.
Yeah, so. It's your avatar. Yeah, yeah. And one of these will end up being mine. But yeah, DS pointed out that I look like a dirty blonde in the picture because the color is so skewed.
Right.
As an old toy camera, would
do. Yeah, and that's the great thing is you can do something like that where it looks like it's something that was shot like in the 60s.
Exactly.
With one of those, you know, a Kodak Instamatic camera.
Yeah, but apparently I look like a dirty blonde, which my hair is actually kind of a silvery lavender right now. Thank you. hopefully forest green by the end of the week.
Oh, so you are going to go green for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that was my suggestion.
I'm going to go with... Manic Panic.
Right.
Which washes out clean.
Right.
So it will fade to nothing. So I wouldn't do it if I was going to use what I have been using, which kind of stains your hair.
Right.
Because green doesn't really tend to look that great. It's fun and festive for Christmas, but in January I don't want green hair.
You want green hair, yeah.
Exactly. And it's still bleached. January, so I've got plenty of blonde hair to cling
January
on to. But I've also got
black because it's such the bleak. It's bleak.
I thought about it, actually.
It's bleak winter now.
Oh, it's so funny because I did it black at one point for like maybe a year. I had like blue black hair.
Right.
And everyone bitched about it because I'm really pale.
Right.
And I thought it brought out my blue eyes, you know, so that's why I did it. I wasn't in the goth period or anything.
Right.
I just thought it looked good with my eyes. And everyone bitched. And you look like a ghost. And that was like shit on you. And just gave me just no end of shit. So then I came up with the blue hair.
Right.
And I was like, you know what I really liked? I found a picture of you with that black hair. That looked so good on you.
You know what you say to that?
You.
Actually, it's not really a saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's you take two fingers and you poke them in the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no pleasing my family with hair.
Take that,
so.
Bastards.
Yeah. So. Alrighty, we're at a minute 13, or an hour 13.
All right.
Anything else you want to say?
I did.
Yeah.
Again, I think I'll just reiterate and say, join our Facebook fan page.
Yeah, like us on Facebook, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, in all honesty, I know a lot of people are vanilla and, you know, deal with family and everything on Facebook, and you may not want to necessarily associate yourself with Kinky and the Geek.
Right.
Like us, and then you can go and remove the post from your page.
Right.
Which is what I did on my personal page, because mom's cousins in you know, Tampa and Louisiana, I think, don't need to know, you know, that I like Kinky and the Geek podcast.
I guess I'm just at that point in my life
where
I don't really care.
Yeah, you're more out.
I mean, no, it's not the fact that I'm out all that much.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not raising my freak flag high.
Right.
It's just that they're just parts, you know, it's like there's no point in hiding stuff. Plus, when one of your main parental units have passed on.
Yeah.
Don't really.
Well, mom's not on Facebook. Dad was, but he didn't friend me, and I have big issues about that. My stepmom's still on, and all of her friends.
Right.
And one of her friends kind of stalked my Facebook page, I found out.
Right.
Creepy. Anyway, one of her church friends.
Right. Hey, well, you know what? You pay your money, you get what you ask for.
And I do believe in that. However, that is the one place where I go to talk to family that I don't get to talk to otherwise. Right. And I don't want to alienate anyone.
It's not a case of alienation for me either. Yeah. It's more of, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. It's all part of the same package, mm-hmm. where there are certain stuff that I'll be more private about.
Yeah.
Not really private, but it's not something I'm talking about. I wouldn't talk to them, but the fact that I do a podcast is not going to be one of them. And the fact that it's a kinky, you know.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's always, for me, there's the question of, is someone going to go, oh, she's kinky, and start bugging me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because women get a lot more shit on that.
That is true. You do.
Some old high school person that I friended because they, you know, invited me, and I don't need that shit.
Right.
You know.
Nice. It does seem to, a female presence on the internet does have to tread a little softly.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of a shame, but
it is
kind of true.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys don't get as much shit.
No. I mean, oh my God, and seriously, I had another fucking ex-sub pop up, like, and all he said was a fucking question mark.
I'm like,
okay, if you want to actually have a conversation, like, you got to give me more than, like, I don't know. No, two subs. I'm sorry, two. I had another one who, we never got together because we made a plan and he bailed.
Right.
And I was like, fuck you. I'm not spending time on you. I have all these other play partners.
Right.
He was cute, super cute, interesting guy. And he fucking popped up again. He pops up every couple months. And I'm like, no, fuck off, you know? So.
Do not.
Yeah. Love. It's nice, it's flattering, but still, it's like, God damn, just. If you read my profile, you'd know.
Especially, again, like we said last time on FetLife, FetLife is set up very nicely to tell people exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, there are some people, there's a baby girl, baby boy, my quote unquote brother in California.
Right.
They'll always have an open line, and it's because baby girl and brother, wish me well.
Right.
When I met Phantom. Baby boy, not so much, but he and I were, you know, kind of attached, so he'll always be my friend.
Right.
Anyone who wished me well, like, we're friends. When we end up talking, even if I don't communicate all that much, you know, we end up talking.
Right.
But anyone who had snitty little problems, you know, with me not playing anymore, fuck you.
Right.
So. I just went off.
Yeah, sorry. Again. Yeah. Sorry. Well, hey, it wasn't a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had not off.
Yeah,
so
that's
now
true.
We can put a fork in it.
I have not been that. Actually, I don't think I went off on anything last weekend. So,
we'll find out. We'll find out when to download it.
Yeah, I don't think I did. Oh, I just, you know, edited it today. So that will go up tonight. So, alrighty. Do you have anything? He has a hat. He got a Christmas present today. He needed a hat, so we got a hat.
Strong like a bear.
Yeah.
Bear.
Russian.
That's right. Or if he puts the flap down,
he's wearing that later and only that.
Yeah. If he puts the flaps down, then he turns into the kid from A Christmas Story. Hey guys, wait up! Daddy's gonna murder Ralphie!
Alrighty, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Don't download Hipstamatic. Bye.
Yay!